And today is the day. Questions about William Barr, President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Justice, are flying on Capitol Hill. He was Attorney General under George H.W. Bush, but today's hearings come after President Trump railed against the FBI and Robert Mueller's investigations into his campaigns and his possible ties with Russia. And they come with the news that Barr himself wrote a memo critical of the Mueller probe and shared it with people in the administration, what some called an audition for the AG job. Barr's attempting to put some of those questions to rest today. Here he is before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I believe the Russians attempted to interfere with the election, and I think we have to get to the bottom of it.
The committee is now back in session after a lunch break, although taking a quick break and so we can bring in NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. And Phil, when we talked earlier today, Barr did sound firm. You know, we have to get to the bottom of things. Is that still the tone?
It is still the tone, although Bill Barr is a very careful lawyer, which is one of the big themes that has come through in this confirmation hearing today. Democrats want to press him on the assurances that he's given about protecting the independence of the special counsel, Robert Mueller, allowing him to complete his work, being as transparent as he can about whatever issues from that investigation. But Democrats want ironclad guarantees about that, and Barr isn't willing to give blanket ironclad guarantees. He's too careful an attorney to make an overriding statement. So what he's responding to senators by saying is, I'll do what I can within the regulations, or it's my intention to do that, mm-hmm. Senator, or that's what I would expect would happen, staying just on this side of the line so that he can continue to make friends with them and appeal to their instincts, but also protect whatever latitude he thinks he'll have once he's in the job.
Well, let's go back to the beginning so people can hear, because the hearing started with former Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley passing the gavel on to Lindsey Graham. And first, Senator Graham's questions, this rapid-fire kind of lightning round running through many of the president's complaints against the FBI, and then also asking Barr directly about Robert Mueller.
You say you've known Mueller a long time. Would you say you have a close relationship with Mr. Mueller?
I would say we were good friends.
Would you say that you understand him to be a fair-minded person?
Absolutely.
Do you trust him to be fair to the president and the country as a whole?
Yes.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt against anybody?
I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt.
So, Phil, first take up. This is the first time Graham has chaired this committee. This is his first big hearing.
That's right. He's taken over from its long-serving chairman, Chuck Grassley of Iowa. And, Graham already is a well-known figure. He's been a high-profile Republican for a long time. He ran for president. And he's kind of a frenemy of the president and the White House. He helps them sometimes, as when the Judiciary Committee confirmed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But sometimes he stands in opposition to the president. He's criticized his foreign policy goals or outlook on Syria and Afghanistan. And in this new role as chairman, he's also trying to do both things. He wants to reassure Democrats and others that Barr, as attorney general, will not interfere with the special counsel investigation. But at the same time, he made clear today that he wants to continue the questioning of the questioners, the investigation of the investigators, which has been a big theme for the president and his allies. The FBI director, James Comey, the former deputy director, Andrew McCabe, at least one top special agent, at least one top lawyer, all these people have lost their jobs at the FBI. Graham asked about that as part of this role that he says the attorney general has to not only make sure that the law is applied well, but those who are applying it are themselves watched for their behavior and their conduct.
To the Democrats, we heard this morning on Morning Edition from Amy Klobuchar, who said she was going to ask Barr about a memo he sent to the Trump administration about the Mueller investigation. She said she was going to ask about that, including what would count as obstruction of justice. So here she is pressing his views on presidential power. It's at the end of her line of questioning.
What if a president told a witness not to cooperate with an investigation or hinted at a pardon?
I'd have to know the specific facts.
Okay. And you wrote on page one that if a president knowingly destroys or alters evidence, that would be obstruction.
Yes.
Okay. So what if a president drafted a misleading statement to conceal the purpose of a meeting? Would that be obstruction?
Again, I'd have to know the specifics.
And Phil, those hypotheticals are not far from what Democrats suspect.
That's right. You heard Senator Klobuchar there trying to get the Attorney General nominee to talk about her characterization of events that have taken place so far in the Russia investigation, the explanations by the president and the White House of the meeting in 2016 that his campaign bosses hosted with the Russian delegation and other things. And you also heard Barr there, as I said earlier, very carefully trying to walk the line between what his positions are today as an outsider and what he might do as Attorney General. He's tried to play those cards very carefully by saying he'll do what's right, he'll obey the rule of law, but he's also not going to commit to anything before he's in the job.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, as William Barr continues his hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.